sort of you balance between disgust and alarm when you're looking at 19th century food.
And that's because of what was added into the food, to extend its shelf life or to trick consumers into thinking they were eating the real deal, when really?
Milk was both faked and toxically preserved, especially in big cities like Washington, D.C. People would thin the milk with any old water, sometimes even pond water. They would recolor it, then white with plaster dust. And then, you know, you have this milk that's a big mess, and they would preserve it with formaldehyde. There's a lot of incentive to do that. It's hugely lucrative.
Deborah Blum is the author of The Poison Squad, a book that details this fascinating history and the man who put a stop to it. A chemist by the name of Harvey Washington Wiley launched a study to figure out what was in the food and to expose the truth to the public.
And the American public is starting to go, hold on. Right. We finally get the nation's first consumer protection law.
The 1906 Food and Drug Act. Rachel Nania, WTOP News.